So let's start with, just again, I want to get a brief overview of what we've covered in the last two shiurim. We're going to try to wrap up Kavana in today's shiur, and then we'll move on to Birchos Kriya Shema, and then we'll move on to Smichat Kula Tvila. Okay? From there, we'll probably move on to something else. Figure out exactly. I think Tvila B'Tzibur. And then maybe Kriyas HaTorah, and then maybe Osik Mitzvah Patan HaMitzvah. I don't know if we'll get to all of those, but that's the plan. Okay, so quick review. We saw the Mishnah in the second parak, so we covered the first a lot of stuff in the first parak. What's the main theme of the beginning of the first parak? At least Zmanim of Kriyas Shema. We covered major themes in the fourth parak. What are the major themes in the fourth parak, Mikey?
Zmanim of
Tefillah. Zmanim of Tefillah, very good. So you have Zmanim as a major overarching theme in Maseches Brachos. The next overarching theme that you get in the beginning of the second parak and the beginning of the fifth parak, which follows sequentially the discussion respectively of Kriyas Shema and Tefillah, Zmanim of Kriyas Shema and Zmanim of Tefillah, is Kavana for Kriyas Shema and Kavana for Tefillah, right? So the second parak, which begins in Daf Yud Gimel, is the mission of Hayakori Bator, Vigya Zmanim Mikram Kivin Libo Yatza. The idea that you need Kavana to Mekayim the Mitzvot. And in the beginning of the fifth parak, you have the discussion of... what do you have in the beginning of the fifth parak? I think it's Daf Lamed, correct? Is Daf Lamed the beginning of the fifth parak? Yeah. So what do you have in the beginning of the fifth parak? It's Einam Dim L'Spala Mitoch Kovid Rosh, which is the Din of Kavana for Tefillah. So if you talk about the two most prominent themes... in Maseches Brachos, it's Zmanim and Kavana.
Well, is Kovid Rosh necessarily about Kavana?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Chassidim Rishonim Hayim Mishayin Sha'achas Mispalin Kadei Shechavnu Libam Lavim Shabbat Shemayim. Which parak? Okay, we'll talk about the other themes there, but at least these seem to be like the sequence of the discussion, right? Now, I just want to point out, those two ideas may go together. The idea that Zmanim, you know, there's blocks cut out of your day for the Seder of Kriyas Shema and Tefillah. But particularly the significance of the Zmanim is for being Mechavein, especially if you take the Rambam in the end of Chilek Gimel Marnevuchim, about this idea of Dveikus, being Mechavein, Shavisa Shem Negdi Samid, whatever, Lenegdi Samid, throughout these different quadrants of the Zman of the day. Okay? Good? Okay, so go back just for one moment. We were distinguishing between different levels of Kavana for Mitzvot. Now, I want to say one thing about the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel. Hayakori batorah v'yigia zman ha-mikra. So what's the din? Imki v'in libo yatza, v'im lav lo yatza. So that's the din of Kavana for Kriyas Shema. Now, what's the next halacha that you have there in the discussion of the Mishnah? The din of Hefsek. The prakim shol bnei akavod ha-meshiv, b'amtza shol bnei yir ha-meshiv, machlokas tanoim, about when you can be mafsek. What's the hafsek din in?
Well, the units
that were topics. Okay, what else might hafsek be a din in? Yeah, l'chora it's a din in kavana, and I think the juxtaposition in the Mishnah here suggests that it's actually a kiyum in kavana. We're primed to believe that hefsek is a din b'fnei atzmo. That there's like kind of what Ned was suggesting, that there are these units that have to go together. But b'pashtas, being mafsek, is a deficiency in your kavana because you're interrupting your concentration on the Shema or tefillah for some competing thing, right? So to borrow the formulation that we saw in the Rishonim, it's a chisaron in mifana libo. Correct? Because there's something that's competing for your attention. So I actually think the Mishnah here suggests that the idea of a hefsek is really a din in kavana, not some foundational or self-contained, autonomous halachic consideration. Make sense, Ned? Is that medayik in the Mishnah here?
Sorry, what's it? Just because I messed up, sorry, but what's it din?
Ned's going to explain it to you. Loud and clear, Ned. Come on.
when you can and can't stop. So Kriya Shema is a function of Kavanah.
The din of Hefsek is really a din in Kavanah. That's just Medeiach in the first Mishnah in the second parak of Hayakar Torah. Good? Now, we saw in our discussion a distinction between three types of kavanos. So look here at the Ra'ah that Ezra was so kind to place on the WhatsApp. The Ra'ah explicitly in Brachos in the second parak distinguishes between three different dinim of kavana. Yeah? What are three different dinim of kavana?
Okay.
What?
I'm not
Pardon?
I'm not caught up yet.
Caught up in what?
What?
The Makoros? Okay, Ezra, tell us about the three dinim in the Ra.
Those are universal by...
Well, let's read it. It reads here like a nice litvish chiluk, right? A nice conceptual analysis. V'yish lomar, the shlosha... There are three dinim in kavana.
Shnayim en b'chol, it's those echa b'kriya shva. There's two in all, this is one specific to kriya shva.
Yeah.
Echa, kavana shlo yem is asif.
So you can't be miskavin lahagia. That's like you shouldn't be reading it just to be magia to find mistakes. Because then you're not even engaged in the act of reading. So it's a deficiency in the action, right? The action doesn't take on the form that the mitzvah requires. That's misasik. Let's just assume for now that misasik is a deficiency in the activity, right? Kriya Shema has to be kriya. If you're kori lahagia, that's not kriya. All right? So it's a deficiency in the description of the act. And that is probably the most foundational type, the most primitive, the most elementary type of kavana that's required for performance of the action, right? So, for example, if you're not in the shir room, so you haven't done the activity of attending shir, right? Now you might be in the shir room and be inattentive. But maybe you've done, in my view, you haven't. But some might say that just by being here, you've done something significant.
No, you should be misasik.
Yes, that's it.
All right, it's fine.
If you're here, if you're right. Right.
Okay, so there's this misasik thing which destroys the hagdara of the activity, right? So for example, here... Misasik to kavas lagabe shofar shloye miskaving litzkiya ruya. You're not even miskaving for tzkiya. So the idea is like you're trying to spit in a shofar or something, and you got a kol trua, that would be misasik. Okay, vadifa mina.
And better than that is okay.
Sorry, let's just skip to Hasheni. Vasheni.
Hasheni kavara latzes yamza.
Notice here, he's like that Dan Rashi, that it's not kavana l'shem mitzvah, it's kavana latzes mitzvah. This seems to be the Derech HaMelech in most Rishonim, actually. That when we talk about Mitzvah's Kavana, that's Kavana Lotzeh. So, V'hi B'chol HaMitzvos, go ahead.
V'hi B'chol HaMitzvos, V'hi B'machokas, Ibagin HaMa, or God. This is when we say Mitzvah's Kavana, this is what we're talking about.
Good. So, that's the Shas Sugya Mitzvah's Kavana. Then there's a Kavana Mitzuyemes for Din Kriya Shema, which is.
Kavana Salve.
So, I think the idea there is that you have to know that the activity that you're doing is a divine command.
But according to this, Misasik is everyone agrees, even Madal or Misasik.
Correct.
Everyone agrees. Unique.
Correct.
Which I didn't, right.
Maybe it's Medeiach in the Gemara itself about Kari Lahagia, and how you read that. So, but that's all right. He's trying to say that even Madal or Misasik's Kavana doesn't mean that you could be an automaton. You can't get lucky that you just fell into a mitzvah. There has to be some degree of intentionality. It's just not intentionality. L'shem Yotzeis, L'Otzeis Yideach Lobo. Okay, so two grades of Kavana so far. B'chol HaMitzvos. What are they, Jeremy? Number one is kavana to exclude misasik. And the other is the debate about mitzvah shichas kavana, which is what type of kavana?
Lotzeis.
Kavana lotzeis. So it's kavana lotzeis and kavana for the activity. Those are the first two levels, right? Okay, vashlishi.
Vashlishi kavana salei b'choteva teva losh yisfag lotzeis v'cholam. Mitzvah losh yisfag b'choteva b'teva l'shei yisbarak k'pid mashi yodeva.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, to be honest. Kavanas Aleiv, so some higher level of focus, and that is not Lotzeis Yidei Chova, but she is skavim b'chol teva b'teva l'shem yisparach kefi masha yodeh. Does he mean here Perish Hamilim?
Yes, I was thinking.
like knowing the semantic content of what you're reading?
As like the
or does he mean that?
Well, it's a level of Lashem Shemayim. You're not getting
anything
else
out of it. Instead, but he says the whole teva v'teva,
like
it's
like
right. I assume it's teva v'teva. So it seems like to focus on each word, what it means. So when you say v'lam al shem al tisikva, when you say v'lushlaim yircha brachem imtashu, when you say v'hafei sishem alakacha, you should have kavana to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The Shita Megubetsis also has the same three things, and the way he explains is, he says, "Shlishis sheikav and nivo chotei v'teva, v'ayin v'inam v'yavim also."
Yeah, ayin v'inam, that's semantic, like understand the ideas of what it is you're saying and what you're doing. So, that makes a lot of sense, right? So, at least perish amilim, perish...
The Reb Chaim. Okay.
We'll get to Reb Chaim in a second, but...
That's
but everybody good at these three different types of kavana? So it's very nicely spelled out here in the Chachmei Svard and the Ra'ah. The Rashba that we read in the last year also seems to have this idea down pretty pat. Right, where he says that the din of kavana for Pasuk Rishon is a special din in kavana of Kavol Samachu Shemayim. That's similar to the kavana of Sheva Chatvila, which is all distinct from the Machlokas and Mitzvah Tzvichas Kavana, Mitzvah Zeinot Tzvichas Kavana. I agree that it's different, but it's similar only in the fact that they are distinguishing between a special kavana that's required for Kriya Shema that is different from the machlokas and Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana and Tzrichas Kavana. You're right, 100%, that they differ in how they think of what's special about the kavana for Kriya Shema. Okay? So let's go deeper into Liev's point. Liev's point here is that there's already different ways of thinking about the special kavana for Kriya Shema, right? For example, we saw the Meiri who says that the kavanas halev. This so look at the Meiri Gimel and Beis. Liev, want to read that for us? Chachamim harbe nechku b'kavana tzricha l'Kriya Shema. So I'll read it since you're. V'chal ha'dvarim binyan zesh ein davar shebekriya shma tzar kavana lotze kifil pasuk rishon. V'nei ha'klal she'im mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana. So we pass ke mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana. However, you require a special kavana. V'ikar machlokas b'davar zeh kavana saleh. Rotsu lomar she'echavin libo liyached ha'shmo yisparach. Af bishen miskavin lotze. So kavana zichud. What is kavana zichud? What is kavana zichud? What? Wait, because like the first semester?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not so simple, exactly. But there are two ways of just parsing it right here. Either it could just mean kavana for like the proper conception of Yichud Hashem. That's possible. Or he might mean what we saw in the Chovos Halvavos, that what you're really running through is some deep affirmation of your belief in God and His nature. That seems to be the Chovos Halvavos has it because the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is not to listen, but to borrow his formulation, Ach hiskaving le'emunas halev. And so when the Torah says, it doesn't mean lashon shmiya, it means kim lahamin lekabel. So I guess like you're going through some like deep doxastic proof or argument or foundation for the arguments of Yichud and Emunah, like your whatever it is that grounds your belief. Okay? That would be very different from what Liev is calling Perish HaMilim. Maybe that is the more sophisticated version, what Strauss is calling the not so pashut, like the more sophisticated version of Yichud Hashem. Right? So, something like that. Alright? Good? Hello, gentlemen. Okay. Just want to point out, Rashi on the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about this idea that you should be Marech in the Dalet, because you're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'mal, L'mata, L'dalet Ruchos, etc., and Marech in the Ches, Rashi there says, Sheharoch HaShir, SheTachshav B'Libcha, HaShem Echad, B'Shemayim V'Aretz, V'Ava Ruchos Seha. that's a type of deeper kavana that's involved in Kriya Shema that's probably distinct from the idea of Mitzvah's kavana. I think that's clearly spelled out in three Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ra'ah, and the Meiri. Okay? Rashi's not explicitly in their camp. Rashi is just pointing out that there's some unique kavana that's different from Latze Sidei Chova. Right? So Rashi may be in their camp, insofar as he believes that you should have this machshava. Does he think it's likuba? That I don't know. Right, but it's certainly a machshava kavana b'mitzvos that's distinct from Latze Sidei Chova or L'shem Mitzvah. Good? Yeah? Okay. So now I want us to... and by the way, in my opinion, it's also distinct, we'll talk more about this, from the Bach's thesis that some mitzvahs require kavana for the Tama mitzvah. Do you guys agree with that formulation? That this thesis of the Rashba, the Meiri, and the Ra'ah, distinguishing between kavana, mitzvah's kavana, and the kavana of Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Simach Shemayim, Michad Hashem, etc., is different from the Bach's idea of Laman Yedidor Sechem Kivas Tukos Oshavki Risimoso Skartem Eskomos Hashem. That's like a Taimiyah Mitzvos type Kavana, knowing the reason for the commandment. As opposed to affirmation of God's existence and His unity. Or as opposed to actually affirming your acceptance of Malchus Shemayim. Is that reasonably distinguishable? Like, I wouldn't say that this is an application of the Bach's theory to Kriya Shema or Tefillin or Tzitzis. Sorry, it's not an extension of the Bach's theory to Kriya Shema. Mikey?
Yeah, and just to add to that, you could say that for Kriya Shema, Yichud Hashem is not the Tama Mitzvah, but it is the Mitzvah itself. So
yeah.
For you not to have a Kavanah, you're not even doing the Mitzvah.
Correct, I think it's not. I think it's right. Yichud Hashem is not the Tama Mitzvah.
What? We spoke about that last year.
The Tama Mitzvah versus, yeah, exactly. Rami?
Yeah, this idea of the fact that you're talking about Rashba and Ra, those, to the extent that they're talking about Kriya Shema and this like deep belief thing, that you can't, those also can't be extended to anything else, by definition.
They also can't be?
Extended to other Mitzvahs. It can be understood as a way of thinking about Kavanah for Mitzvahs in general.
Of course. Because they're unique to Kriya Shema.
You're agreeing, yeah.
That's for sure true, right. I'm just asking the reverse. Could one claim that these are just applications of the Bach type theory?
Right,
yeah, yeah, right.
Clarifying, neither
yeah.
of those are a problem.
Correct, 100%. Okay. Remind me, Romy, at the end of this year, I want to talk about Stumble Shema. Okay, so let's move now for the symmetry as we had throughout our Limud. From Kriya Shema to Tefillah. Which Rishon already pointed out that there's symmetry between Kriya Shema and Tefillah with respect to Kavana, Benji?
The Rambam?
Nope. You always guess the Rambam.
Yeah, it's a guess.
Not in this year. It's the... I just wrote an article, Shitas HaRashba, on Dinah Machusa and Minag for Yerusha, and I was so happy. It's like, usually it's all like Shitas HaRambam, Shitas HaRashba.
It's right as she does something.
Oh well. Forthcoming. Josh, which Rishon?
He kind of gave it away.
I was like, oh, it's basic time.
Yeah, which Rishon? You're Mistastic?
Yeah.
Yeah. You only which Rishon?
Rashba.
Rashba. You just heard Ezra say I give it away. Which Rashba? What? The Rashba who says... Yeah, which one that we saw? When he says there's a special kavana for Kriya Shema, Kavos Malchus Shemayim, which he says is comparable to the kavana of Shevach, of Seder Shvachim of Tefillah. They need some sort of special kavana for that, right? Okay. So let's now move to kavana of Tefillah for a second and just try to figure out what that is and how it relates to these other kavanos of Misasek and Mishrichos Kavanos. Let's start with the Gemara and Brachos on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Let's not start though. Let's start with the Mishnah on Daf Lamed, which is the beginning of the fifth parak. So, Gavi, you want to read a little? Put you to work?
What?
We'll put you to work.
Sure.
Great. Ready now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Do it.
In Elam is called Tachkovid Rosh, and the Shemai Shomai Shahafas in Palin.
So pause for a second. So, you know, so what does that first part mean?
You shouldn't daven unless you have the right, you're within the right mindset.
Good.
But as in Mary Shannon, you wait an hour beforehand to be in the right mindset just so that they could be recovering their hearts to God's baruch.
Okay. I want to say two things here. Thing number one is that there's a din of kavana for tefillah, right? It's a din that tefillah has to be a kovid rosh. What is the object of the tefillah here? What is the object? What type of kavana is it? Kavana, yichav nelivim labim shvashmayim. I assume this is where the Rambam gets omez lefnei shechina. That's just his interpretation of what it means, yichav nelivim labim shvashmayim. Okay, so there's some sort of kavana that required for tefillah. It also a solemn mindset, kovid rosh. Nechassidim harishonim mishasha achas. That's the first thing we get from the Mishnah. The second point I want to make from the mitzvah is that it just seems interesting to me, or worthy of observation, that we don't get this formulation for kavana of Kriya Shema. So that even though Kriya Shema also has a special type of kavana for kavos amachos shemayim, it's not presented as there's a din of waiting shah achas kodem Kriya Shema. Unless the doctrine of smichas gula l'tefillah is supposed to take care of that. Because presumably you're not being shah shah achas between Kriya Shema and tefillah. Right, that would disrupt the smichas gula l'tefillah. And then you could argue when you say chassidim harishonim, that's also for kavanas Kriya Shema.
Yeah. So why does the Mishnah say this?
Right. It sounds like it's a din in tefillah. Right? So to me, that suggests a point that we made very early on in the year, that although Kriya Shema is proximate to tefillah, conceptually speaking, they're very different types of mitzvahs. The kavana of Kriya Shema has to do with affirmation of Yichud Hashem. The kavana of tefillah has to do with kavana of Omed Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, they're just two. They're different types of kavana. You shouldn't be having the same type of kavana for Kriya Shema as you have for tefillah. Right, Josh?
It almost sounds to me like.
Sorry, let me just make a second diach, and then I'll. The second diach I want to make in the Mishnah. So Gabi, go on. Then we'll take the two hands. Afila melech. So coming back to Ned's point in the beginning of Shir. What other halacha do we have here in the first mission on the first parak that mirrors the first mission on the second parak? The din of hefsek. Right, so hefsek is conjoined with kavana both in parak beis of Kriya Shema and in parak hei of tefillah.
Yeah,
to me that...
Elevated.
Well, because here it's even more, right? Afilu nachash karach halakwa lo yapsik. So the idea here is that hefsek seems to be... an idea of kavana, right? Because if you were to interrupt for this nachash, that would disrupt your focus. Now, actually, to me, it's a bit of a question whether the idea here is that if you were to respond, it would disrupt your kavana, or is the idea that you should be at such a level of kavana, mishah shah shah achas, mechav mishah shemayim, that even if a melech were to ask you, it would be such that you wouldn't be cognizant of his, kind of like the Rambam's state in Parakim of Marnavuchim, where you're kind of with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and maybe almost unaware of your surroundings. So I feel that Melech Shel B'Shlomo Lo Yishiven, I feel Nachash Karach Lo Yafsik. That's the degree of Kavanah that you should have. But I just think it's Medirik in both of these cases that the idea of Hefsik is intertwined with the notion of proper kavana, because the hefsek disrupts your kavana, right? Isn't that true? Interruption is a kavana disruptor. Make sense? So Ned, you've reformed your...
That's called interruption.
Well, interrupts your kavana. That's different than what you were saying at the beginning of Shir, right? In the beginning of Shir, you were trying to say it has to do with like, oh, it disrupts the quantum, like the unit of Tila, as opposed to like it disrupts your kavana. You can say that, but it's not what you said. It's okay. Josh.
Yeah, Isn't there maybe like another way to understand this? That meaning it's saying the kavana to Hashem, it's not really that it's like a kavana fila per se. It's more like what we were just saying about Kriya Shema, like if you didn't have a kavana for the Kriya, it's not even called reading. Meaning tefila, like definitionally, it is that you're speaking to God, and if you don't have the kavana for that, then it's definitionally not tefila. And then for the hefsek part, you can say that that's meaning because you have to be like standing in front of God, it's just like disrespectful to do something else in between. It's not necessarily like a kavana tefila.
Could be. It's like a kavo type thing.
Yeah.
Could be. Hold that thought, because when we get to Reb Chaim might be saying something along those lines. But I just think the analogy to the Kriya Shema Mishnah is worthy of note. And in Kriya Shema, it seems like it's Din and Kavana. And so it seems to me here that this is also Din and Kavana because they go hand in hand. So, Zeb.
Do you think anything of the like specific Lashon of the Yesh Rosh Hashanah? Like, is there a specific Kavana there that's like...
Like Omer Lefnei Shechina?
Or like, I'm saying like some specific like way of relating to God. I mean, that's...
Like their your father in heaven?
Yeah, as opposed to like some other Lashon of Melech or something.
Right. I don't know, I need to think about it. Gotta check the Mishnayos. Do like the Mishnayos have a preferred term that they like, and then is this different from what he usually uses? That's a good question. Okay, Gemara Brachos Lamed Amabez. The Gemara then tells us back and forth. Gabi, you still competent to read this? Okay. Ravami Ravasi. So how many shuls are there in Tveria?
13.
Where were they daven instead? Not in the shuls. Where they were studying. Now, it's not clear if that means they daven b'yichidus or just means that they had a minyan in their beis medrash, but they didn't want to daven with the batei knesses. They preferred to daven where they were learning. Now, it's not clear. Is that a din in kavana? They felt they had a better kavana there as opposed to like the distractions of shul, or is that a special maila of davening where you're going to learn, or is it din and wasting time? We don't know from the Gemara. Does anybody know? Anybody have a thought, Josh?
Yeah, I thought the context of that Gemara there is that like the Shekhinah is only found in like the Arba that you like learn halacha or whatever, you know? So it sounds like it's a special maila.
Maybe, but look at the next din, Rav Chia Bar Abba. Sali v'hadar tzali. So he davened again. So what does that mean? Some layer of zera.
My time of Abin Mar Hafi.
Why are you davening twice? What's that suggestion? That maybe
he just didn't have the right kavana the first.
Yeah, maybe you redaven because your kavana was deficient the first time. Right, so meaning if you knew that you weren't going to, you have to assess yourself before you daven to see whether you're going to be able to have kavanah for davening. If you know you're not going to be able to have kavanah, it's better not to daven. We saw the Rambam paskins this way. It's Machlokas Rishonim had a paskin. But the thought is, better to not daven at all than to daven without kavanah. So why would you daven and repeat your davening? Because you should have, l'chatchila, been more vigilant in self-assessment to be aware, to determine whether or not you are capable of having the kavana meirosh.
The Rambam says something like usually 3 days after traveling.
Yeah.
So l'maisa, what would we like? Obviously, travel is different today, but like l'maisa, what would we do today if somebody was just playing on tefillah is ending?
According to Rambam.
But no, l'maisa.
We don't pass on the Rambam. I mean, Shechinah paskins against the Rambam.
What?
Shechinah paskins against the Rambam. Gus Ammonios already points that out on the spot. But if you're a Maimonidean, then yeah, you should wait 3 days to daven. Why are you laughing?
If you're a Maimonidean.
Why is that crazy? What? Well, why is that crazy?
City,
what?
In the United City.
Yeah, right. It's probably the right thing to do. Otherwise, you cheapen tefillah. Right?
So they want us to come along and say that we're not...
What do you mean? What's changing? The Torah doesn't change. What's your point?
Practice tefillah is completely different once you remove this concern for kavanah.
I don't know if he's here removing the concern for kavanah. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, I'm just.
What'd you say?
Well, that's
the Agos Hemonios, right? Isn't that the Agos Hemonios on the Rambam? Okay, what do you get from this Gemara on Daf Lamed Amid Beis? We get the idea that if you are mispala without kavana, then lechora you should daven again, because that was why Reb Zeira thought that Reb Chiya was davening twice. Correct? Now, it turns out that it happened to have been, maybe if it was some other reason in the end, but at least the suggestion here at the Gemara is that if you're in Mechavin properly, you have to repeat your tefillah. Good? Okay, so that seems to imply that kavana is Makiv. Correct. That's the implication of the Gemara in the Flamen Omebez. Okay, and that is probably the conclusion of the Rush from this Gemara. Here's the Rush. So let's just read one other Gemara here. That'll be helpful for us. So let's read the Gemara in... Let's see. Yeah, read the Gemara in Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Go. Anybody prefer Lamed Daled Amud Beis? Gabi, still on it? Let's go. Let's do it. So the Shliach Tzibur that messes up, it's a Simen Ra for him. A Simen Ra for his Shulchav. If you mess up, it's a Simen Ra for you. Fine. You can skip to the Gemara here. Where are you messing up?
Okay. Yeah, Amar Chia Bar. Amar Tzafra Mishum Chad Bei Rebbe. Avos.
Some of you are messing up in Avos. Right, so you're messing up right at the beginning of the tefillah. I guess if you mess up in the rest of your tefillah, that's not so terrible. People mess up. But if you mess up right at the beginning, then it's pretty egregious. So it's a bad sign. If you mess up later on, that happens to people. Okay? Make sense? Okay, but then the Gemara says, Yika demasila abraisa, this idea of distinguishing between avos and the rest of tefillah is not taught about the case of the person who messes up, but it's taught about whether you satisfied or discharged your tefillah obligation or you failed to have kavana. That's what we're distinguishing between avos and the rest of tefillah. Okay? So it's not about simen ra, it's about Yotze Yidei Chavasa with respect to Kavanah B'Tfilah. So go ahead. You get the Mas in the Lab, right? So. Meaning, you should try to be Mechavein for all of Tfilah, but if you can't, then you should have Kavanah for at least one. What is one? Well, and that's where you have this Brisa of Reb Chiya, B'Shem Reb Safra, B'Shem Dvei Rav, that it's
Avos.
So look at Tfilah, you should have Kavanah for all 19 Brachos. But if you can't, it's sufficient for you to have kavana for the bracha bavos. Okay. Good? The Rush points out in the fourth parak here in Simcha Aleph. What do you get from these gemaras about tzali v'hadar tzali? Mikan mashma. Demish lo chivein daito l'chala pachlis ba'avos. Shetzarech lachzor v'lis balel. You can medayi from that gemara on Daf Lamed, which we read. That and together with the Gemara and Daf Lamed Daled, that at least kavana in the first bracha is ma'akev. If you fail to have kavana in the first bracha, then you have to be chozer. What? Like pasuk rishon, maybe. That's an interesting analogy. Is that true? That's a tefillah kriyas shma relationship question. But for now, we have this psak of the Rush. Again, we can mashma. That kavana at least in bracha rishona is ma'akev. Okay. Let me just mention one other thing. One other nice gemara here that ties into kavana and tefillah. Gemara in brachos lam dal rambe. Some Reb Chiya bar Abba and Reb Yochanan. Al yispal adam el b'bayis sheyesham chalonos. The makar is from where? Daniel. Very good. Why? What's the significance of that? So the Meiri here writes just nicely. That the chalonos is a din in kavana yaseira. You look out the windows, it's a beautiful day, it's inspiring. So that's a din kavana. If you daven in one of these terrible places that I end up davening in Yerushalayim sometimes, it's a deficiency of your kavana. Okay, like one of these hovels. I'm not sure if it's clear. It's true that he faced Yerushalayim. But maybe you're right. Maybe it's an interesting question. Was the din of the chalonos a din in Yerushalayim? I assume that we treat them as separate dinim. Look here at the mirror. The mirror writes, "Let me spot v'shish pahavu shalomar sheyisa einav lamarum." Sounds like a din in like looking up to the heavens, not a din in Keneged Yerushalayim. My sense. Okay, so it sounds like there's this. Do we agree there's some special din of kavana for tefillah? Is it a special din of kavana for tefillah? We don't know. I guess we don't know. But we do have that Mishnah. What Mishnah would imply there's a special din of kavana for tefillah? Anything? Maybe the Brisa says, "Mispalot tzarech sheyechavin es libo lashamayim." That's the Brisa on Lamed Aleph and Lamed Aleph. And then the Mishnah Daf Lamed Amud Beis, "Kedei sheyechavnu libam laviyam sheba shamayim." It sounds like a special din of kavana for tefillah, right? Yeah?
Well,
what?
It's not so clear that it's like
okay, maybe it's only lechatchila, but it's some sort of special din, right? Seems like it. Okay, so let's get to the Rambam. Here's the Rambam Perek Dalet of Hilchos Tfila. Who prepared the Rambams? Jeremy, do you prepare the Rambams? What? I like how you're not answering my question. What? Yeah, you're skirting my question. Okay, Jeremy, you can take a stab at it. Kavanas alev keitzad.
Kavanas alev keitzad. Kol tefila she'ena b'kavana, ena tefila. Im hisbala lo kavana, chozer hisbala lo kavana.
So fine. So tefila without kavana is not tefila, the Rambam says. Okay? And if you daven without kavana, it makes sense. So you have to daven again because you didn't do the act that you were supposed to be doing. So tefila without kavana is ena tefila. Okay. So go on. Matadaito.
Matadaito is Shavasha Libo, Tore Asarlo, Lispal Aisha, Kizyashe Beto.
So the Rambam is very strong. It's actually prohibited for you to daven if you are distracted. This is the Rambam gets from that day in the Gemara that you have to be omade yourself prior to davening, whether you're able to be machaving. The Rambam says Asar for you to do this. Remember we spoke with the connotation of Asar? That's never like signs in Israel.
Yeah.
So I was there. I got a whole bunch of pictures I could send out. Things that are usher.
Like entering the Palestinian.
Is that a sign that says usher?
Yeah, there's a big sign outside. It's like big Palestinian.
My favorite was Asur Lidayeg from the marina in Herzliya. Usher to fish. But interesting. What's the valence of the isser? Like, what type of isser is it? You know? So here the Rambam says, "Aser lispala ad shetisyashiv daito." It's actually prohibited. Okay, lefikach baben aderech hu ayef. Yeah, you know, I'm sure that 98% of people who daven today, their tefillah is probably not worth anything, and it's a violation of the sisser. That's my empirical assessment.
Wait,
You know, the idea of like proper kavana, v'amin lefnei hashchina, and you know, most people are distracted when they daven. It's probably better for them to not daven at all, honestly. So the Rambam.
No more 2:30 minchas after
shiur. Well, speak for yourself. There's a prohibition of davening without proper kavana insofar as achiv siyashiv daven. Now the interesting thing here is you might have just said. It's just a deficiency in the Kiyum Tefillah. He might have said it's not Tefillah. Why is it? It's Aser, right? So Rambam seems to be holding it's worse to engage in the act of Tefillah Shelo B'Chavana than to abstain from davening altogether. That's kind of built into his psak, right? Which kind of makes sense because you cheapen the act of Tefillah. No? Well?
You could easily argue on that.
easily? How easily?
Just by saying, like, yeah, obviously it would be better if you had kavana, but, like, at least you're, like, trying, at least you're doing the act, and you're...
But maybe you're not doing the act.
But meaning, to some extent, at least before you started, you were planning on doing the act.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not so clear.
Well, you weren't planning on doing the act, you were planning on doing the non-act.
We weren't planning on that.
What were you planning on doing?
You were planning on having kavana.
Were you?
Yeah.
What if you just... So routine, you just show up and say the word.
Right. Okay, so what is this kavana? So I'm telling us halacha tezayin. Ketzad ya kavana. Go ahead, Jeremy. What is the kavana for tefila?
Ketzad ya kavana sheyifna asliva mikol shavos teyura tefila ku omer tefila.
So how many kavanas does Rambam include here?
Two, I guess.
Yeah, what are the two?
You should be correct. Turn your heart away from everything else and then direct
them. I don't mean turn away. I think it probably means to clear. Empty, right? So empty your thoughts from all other things. You finally leave with Mikol Machshavos, so clear out your minds.
And then the Omei Lefnei Hashchina.
And you have Kavan, you should see yourself as if you're standing Lefnei Hashchina. What does Omei Lefnei Hashchina mean for the Rambam? I'm just curious. I think he probably means what he has, what he writes about in Gimel. Like probably, you know, contemplating like the mashal of the palace where you have the right apprehension of God. I don't think it means, you know, conjuring up an image of Amzmiros, you know, or standing in front of a fiery throne with a fiery river of malachim moving about. He probably has this idea of Omer Lefnei Hashchina in the sense that he defines in Mirna Buchim.
What does the word comprehend mean in that sentence?
Where does comprehend?
That was it, or what is it? Whatever word you used
to. What?
Apprehend, or whatever.
Oh, what is the...
What is the actual thought?
What's the content of the thought?
Yeah.
It's some sort of negation of everything that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is so radically different from all the things that you've come in contact with, and his mode of existing is different, and the pure unity, and the book, and all those things. Like the beginning of Yisodei Torah type thing. Okay? Just one second. So far, so good? Saddam has the idea, what is the Kavana? The Kavana is Mephana, Liba, Mekal, Machshava, so you're asking to the Mephnei Hashchina. Where's Zam getting this from? What's his Makar? Where in the Babylonian Talmud or in the Mishnaic literature do you have this? Judah?
In Shabbos.
Shabbos? You wake up in the wrong Masechta? Shabbos? Well, where in Brachos?
Daf Lamed Aleph?
No. Close. Yoni, where? 30b. Lamed Amabez. What's in Lamed Amabez? Ein omdim l'spalo, al mitoch kovid rosh, chasidim arishon amayim shon sha'achas mitzvah, kidei sheyuchavnu libam lavim shbashamayim. No? Where else do you get on with Neshchina? How do I know that the Rambam is really working off this mission of Brachas Daf Lamed? How do I know that? Well? Does the Lechem Mishnah say that? That's not how I know it. What's the common sense leave?
Says it. Oh, he probably uses similar language.
Because the next line, he says, Lefikach, tzarech leishev, ma'at kod matfila, pe lechavines libo, v'achach yisrael, b'nachas, v'sachanunim, etc. And he quotes the chasidim arishon, v'ishon sha'achas, kod matfila. It's clear that he's working off that that context of the Mishnah about giving yourself time beforehand, and he's just redefining the phrase of lechavin libam lavim shbashmayim. Right? But what's wrong with this? Omer Lefnei Hashchina.
It's not necessarily even, like, it seems to me, I don't think it's so obvious from that Gemara that that's Aser Lo L'Spal Aschet
Tisyashi. It's not, that's not from that Gemara. The Aser Lo comes from something else.
Where does that come
from? The Aser Lo comes from L'Olam Yom Murat Strass. You're up?
Yeah, I'm going to
be there.
Is it going
back? I don't know.
It doesn't look like it.
It didn't look like it. It comes from the Gemara on daf lamed amabez lolam yomer atzmo im yachal lechavin as libo yispalo vim lab al yispalo. Al yispalo sounds don't daven, which sounds like you shouldn't, you ought not daven, which sounds like don't daven, which sounds like usser. I think that's Ram's mucker. Okay? Okay, look here, Lachi at Zayin. Ram just talks about the din of Shikar al Yisbalel. Jeremy, go on. A drunk person can't daven.
Shakar al Yisbalel, Mitnesh, Ain Lo Kavana, the Im Yisbalel, Glasso.
So if a drunk person's daven, his tefillah is a toeva. Right? So it's repugnant. So better not to daven. Lafika, closer mispala, because she's sorgum mishechuso. Ezu shikor, what's the hagadara of a drunk person? Zeshenu yachla daber lefnei amelech. So this is Ramos Shitasa, right? That standard of kavana is kavana of omer lefnei amelech.
Isn't that why we don't do Berchus Kvanim and Bittah?
Maybe. It's definitely the reason why we don't do it on Nosef on Simchas Torah. That's why you move it up to Shachar on Simchas Torah. But you also mean it's really you shouldn't daven at all if you're drunk, right? When I daven in Yishalayim on Shushan Purim, all these guys in Meisharim are drunk. Daven Mar.
I think
that
you shouldn't daven. It's on the Haka.
Well, what did you say, Ezra?
It's on the Haka.
What's your Tzad L'Haka?
I don't want
to
answer.
Answer.
I was drunk on Friday and I asked
her
about
if I could
have
a new body.
She said, sure.
Who do you ask?
I'm not
going to
say.
It's terrible. Tom says it's a
toeva.
It's also
a toeva. I was just shut up.
Maybe you're shut.
Yeah, I was just shut up.
So you're drunk or you're not? You got the fact. What were the facts? Were you shas or you were...
If you were shasoy,
you're not varying because you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah Yom.
There was a rabbinic quote from
This was at 10 a.m. Ram does say still shasu yachal dar with nehemelach and mishtabesh afal bichin hol v'shasu revias yain lo yispalel Ezra lo yispalel. You shouldn't daven. Actually, yatzar yenem yalav. Either way, we have this idea of kavan woman lefnei melach and yifana libo from kol machshavos. Okay. Lecha Mishnah here complains. What's his complaint about?
What if you can't have kavana, the Ram says you just shouldn't daven at all.
But
the Gemara says that all you need is for
avos. Right, so the Gemara implies that, and this is the sugya on Daf Lamed Daled, that only kavana for the bracha rishona is ma'akeves. But the Rambam's language here implies that kavana for the whole thing is ma'akev. Is that the thought? Is his point that even in the first bracha it's not makeves?
No, I think he's
the
Nakhla
Eitan
really spells it. That's how I understood the Lecha Mishnah.
What's the Lecha Mishnah's point? The Lecha Mishnah's point at the Gemara is against the Rush.
I thought you said the Rambam only quotes the fact that if you can't have kavana, then you shouldn't daven. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, all you need is kavana for the first bracha. So what do you mean, don't daven?
So is Lecha Mishnah's point that kavana is ma'akev, but just for the first bracha? That's how you read it? Or is his point that kavana is never ma'akev, because if you look at the Sugyan Lamed Daled, it sounds like... I guess it's not. Why does that imply it's not ma'akev?
The Nachal Eitan actually.
So let's see the Nachal Eitan. You can tell us, Ezra.
Right.
Right. So he's clearly learning the Lecha Mishnah that Kavan is ma'akev, but only in the Bracha Rishona. So the Ram should have been Mechalik in Perek Dalet.
Then his point, Nachal, doesn't be.
Kinam Kasab came to Hari Zipur Rabbeinu and come on the Rage Perkyun and they hope those say who. So the Shonami Sheikh Bado given still the opposite of the Kabana being given until Rahu Shonah should be in Sarah.
Oh, so the Ram does say in Perkyun that once you're Machavin and Bracha Rishona, you don't have to be Chozer for the rest of the Brachos. Right? So what's the Lecha Mishnah getting worked up about? The Rambam does give the Chiluk, which is not in Perek Dalet, it's in Perek Yud. Let's look at that Rambam, Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph. Yeah, go ahead, Ezra, you can read that Rambam.
Yishish Ba'al lo kiven esibol yachsu yishbal lo kavanah. Ve'im kiven esibol brach rishona shuvin esar.
Okay. So as long as you have Kavanah Brach Rishona, then what? I assume he means Shuvin Atzarach, you don't have to be Chozer Misbala. Okay. So, when you read this Rambam, Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, and Perek Dalet, Halacha Tesvav, Tezayin, is there a Stira? Is there any issue in the Rambam? Or is all this much ado about nothing?
Only if you read Aser as Ma.
What's that?
Only if you read Aser, it means Ma.
Where do you read Aser?
Like half the book.
Why is that? Why? What does that do with anything?
Or you just read it all in the context of the first Bracha.
Right. Yeah. That's what I would have said. I would have said that there's nothing to get excited about here. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Tesvav tells you that you need Kavana for Tefillah. Doesn't tell you how much of tefillah requires kavana. No? Tefillah requires kavana. Does that mean every word of every bracha? Or does it mean that as long as you have kavana for the bracha rishona, then you are mekayim, you're din tefillah?
Cold tefillah is made with kavana.
Yeah, you need kavana for each tefillah.
You can say some nice thing. The kavana for the first bracha, that's mom shit. The kavana is mom shit. It's just clearly not the pshat.
Why is it clearly not the pshat? Maybe it clearly is the pshat.
If he says it later on, then like obviously he thinks that like he doesn't think that if you.
All I'm saying is, when you say the only kavana for the first bracha, that's a strange thing to say, just totally separately. Kavanas halayit kates have cold tefillah shape the kavana in the tefillah.
That means any tefillah that is lacking kavana is not a tefillah.
Right, tefillah.
How do you individuate tefillahs? What's a tefillah? Every Shemone Esrei requires kavana. Does that mean every bit of every Shemone Esrei or every Shemone Esrei?
But the Rambam knows how to say kol tefillah doesn't come from first bracha.
One second. He just said every tefillah requires kavana.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. When you shake lulav, do you have intention for every leaf of the lulav to be part of your kiyum mitzvah, or you have kavana for the lulav?
Lulav.
Okay, so why can't you have kavana at the beginning of Shemone Esrei? Kavana for your Shemone Esrei. How do you know if you have kavana only lifnei Hashem for every bit of your Shemone Esrei?
I don't know that. I'm not saying...
Is there anything in the words of the Rambam that suggests otherwise?
The omission.
What omission? Every tefillah requires kavana.
If you write in a sentence, what are you written?
What am I trying to communicate?
You're trying to communicate...
That tefillah requires kavana.
You think there's no... You look at the sentence and like, not a single problem.
Correct.
You wouldn't have edited it at all.
I think every word here is b'mida, b'mishkal, b'minyan.
Knowing the problem...
Well, I don't know any problem.
What problem do you know? Knowing
Parak Yud?
Knowing that people are bothered by this, that they could misread it, that whatever, you wouldn't adjust this or anything? You're not acknowledging there's anything that's slightly imperfect.
I just tell you something super fundamental. That, like, what it means to be Kavanah B'Tfilah means Kavanah B'Birk Bracha Rishonah.
Yeah, that just...
Well, correct.
Obviously, that's what's being argued. I understand that's being argued. I just think that... Again, that's what you mean, because
the
way to say that in a clear way.
Isn't Parak Yud Halacha Aleph so clear? Misha Hispala Velo Kivin Eslibo. If you daven without Kavana, you got to redo it. What does it mean to daven with Kavana? And Kivin Libo, Bracha Rishona, Shuvin Atzarech.
Can you do
like
a video of the Chakila
distinction? Yeah,
that's more logical. What? But here he's not talking about the Chakila.
He said it would be Chozer in
right, you don't have to be Chozer.
You have to say he's talking about Bracha Rishona.
I'm just saying, the Ram's proposition is that every tefillah needs to be accompanied with Kavana.
How do you even read the first sentence of Perek Yud Halacha?
One who's prays...
Why does he include both of those clauses?
What?
Why does he include both of those clauses?
Which ones?
Before and after that comma. Mishi Pavlo, Kivin, Yashu, Kavana.
Right. If you prayed without kavana, you got to re-pray.
Yeah.
Right. So why say the first line?
Because I think what the Rambam's doing here is like lishitasa, he'll in the beginning of the halachos, he'll lay out like the fundamental issues. So he's like saying, oh, there's a din of kavana for tefillah. And then later on, he kind of gives like a header sentence and go, now I'm going to talk about, now I'm zooming in on the thing I said earlier about this five things are ma'akev tefillah, one of them is kavana. Now I'm going to explain to you how it's ma'akev.
So the vav is lav
dafka.
The vav of the in is lav dafka. Like, you think it should be like a colon. Egypt, whatever that's
the din. Yeah, but it's just like a type of conjunction. It's, you know, it could be but, or, you know, it could be or. Right? So that's the point. I'm just saying that what does it mean to have kavana for tefillah? Kavana bracha rishona, that's all that's required. No? Well, guys, weigh in on this, please. Is Romy right?
No.
Or is Rumi wrong? Is there a problem here in the Rambam? I'm saying, read the words. Is there anything that troubles you when you read these Rambams? Is there anything untoward?
Well, I initially read that Rambam like Rumi is. That
which Rambam?
The first Rambam.
Tesmah,
yeah.
What did you read? Let's see.
Cold Tefillah.
Cold?
I know, cold. You're reading it as every tefillah.
I don't.
There's no other way to read it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
No.
There's no other way to read it unless you didn't take elementary Hebrew.
No,
yeah, if it was cold,
I agree with that.
Right, cold tefillah means.
I'm just saying that.
Remember, tefillah refers to act of prayer. Like, every bracha is not a tefillah. It's the whole thing of Shemoneh Esrei is a tefillah.
I know, but I would have assumed that meant every moment of tefillah requires.
Every nanosecond of tefillah requires kavanah?
That's what I would have said.
No, the tefillah requires.
I'm saying just that.
What?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
It's
that,
a cold
tefillah. It's not a tefillah. You're stuck.
Any tefillah that was devoid of kavanah is not a tefillah.
So every tefillah in its entirety?
No. You're just doing the entirety. That's what I'm saying. Where do you get entirety in here?
Because if the tefillah lacks kavanah in some place, then there's a...
You're just doing it in some place. Right?
No.
The Ramana says every tefillah has to be accompanied with kavana.
Yeah,
what does it mean to accompany tefillah with kavana?
So if you have kavana at any point in the tefillah, you're good?
Let's say I had a rule that every car must have a steering wheel. You wouldn't say there has to be a steering wheel in every part of the car. You say if you have a steering wheel in the driver's seat, it's sufficient. So what I'm saying, every tefillah requires kavana. And if you don't have a steering wheel, it's not a tefillah.
It's more
no,
than
saying
every car.
You're
saying
it's more steering wheel versus, it's not a kavana, it's kavana.
It's more...
Kol tefillah she'ena b'kavana in a tefillah. Any tefillah that is deficient of kavana is not tefillah.
Yeah.
So what does it mean to have kavana?
The car needs a steering wheel?
Well,
the car
has a steering wheel. The muscle just has to be perfect.
No, it's more akin to saying the car needs a steering wheel, and if at any point in my drive I throw the steering wheel out the window,
that means any car that...
It's okay, because I had a steering wheel for a little bit.
Can't be considered a car.
What?
Any car that doesn't have safety can't be considered a car.
Okay.
So you're saying, oh, only one of the wheels has to have safety measure?
Forget about this mashal.
Yeah,
is there anything in here?
No, because the implication is that if you're just saying words, it's worthless. Like if you don't have...
No, it's not.
That's
the implication is only if you read it your way.
Yeah, also
in
the
phylogy,
I'm
not saying that's a necessary implication.
Isn't the whole idea that his whole emphasis is having focus? It's also the phylogy, it's Yashav Daito. But as long as Yashav Daito is in the beginning, and then you're going to start, it's fine.
Right. Nowhere does the Rambam say that every nanosecond of the duration of your prayer requires tefillah. Requires kavanah.
If I
think
it's a deep
well,
then the rest of your tefillah is...
No, because he's saying that every...
It's only problematic to get up and start with that kavanah.
Right. I mean, what's, you might say like this. Let me say very simple. What is tefillah? Maybe it's just kavanah v'omid lefnei Hashem.
Yeah.
As long as you have it, at some point in that thing, you've done tefillah.
So what?
Yeah,
fourth
Rambam.
You can.
The better question is, why have eight?
It's not obvious that you can't.
The better question
not
is,
obvious you can't.
Well, the better question is, why have 18 brachot?
Whatever, that's a Takanas Ezra. We know already. It used to be that everyone would daven whatever text they wanted and for how long they wanted. And then once the Chatzim Medabrim Ivris, and once they're no longer able to read Hebrew after the Churban Bayis Rishon, and they're in Babel, so Ezra's Masaka 19, 18 brachos. That's just a takana of Bezdina Shal Ezra. It's not Maker Din Tefillah. So Maker Din Tefillah is that you should have Kavan Omlef Nehashem at some point, no?
Maybe it's an error of order, though, because the Rambam should have said that if, like, you're misleading you, you got to try to tell it, and then you stop with it, and you're like...
Well, all the Rambam says is, in Kivin Liwa Bracha Rishona Shuvenu Tzarek. I mean, it's an interesting question, what the Rambam exactly means here. You know, he says, if you have Kavanah for the first bracha, you don't need to have Kavanah anymore. Does he mean that, or does he mean you don't have to repeat Shema Nesrei? Maybe it's true that if you hit Kavanah at the sixth bracha, that's okay. Maybe. My point is that there's really no reason to get all worked up about the Rambam here. Can we put it to a vote?
I mean, the Lacha, I think the better way to say that...
The Lacha Mishma gets worked up because he jumped the gun and he didn't look at Perek Yud.
The
Lacha Mishma is clearly a mistake. Lacham is clearly a mistake, and that's not Chalesan's point. He's saying, just wait till you get to Perek Yud, and the Rambam does distinguish. Right?
You don't think that Lacham is just saw Perek Yud?
At some point he did.
Then maybe he really like...
Look, the Nachalesan said the Lacham Mishnah got it wrong.
I don't know the Nachalesan.
You don't know who the Lacham Mishnah is either.
So, of course I know the
Lacham. Who's Lacham Mishnah? Who's Lacha Mishnah?
Okay, so I'm so wide then.
He's like Googling her.
No,
you couldn't tell me what century he lived in. You couldn't tell me that he lived in Greece. Yosef Karo? No, he's not Yosef Karo. That's Kasim Mishnah. Next thing you're telling me that he's Rabbi Vidal. Rabbi Vidal of Toulouse?
Obviously.
Okay, what century?
1560.
Yeah, which part of the world? Where are we, Saloniki? Where's the...
Saloniki.
Yeah, there you go.
Isn't
that...
Aren't you just saying there's a way to explain Rambam? Nachalei sons
of Chaim Kanievsky.
Oh, really?
No. I get a little worked up.
I feel like an idiot.
Alright. So, I think when you read the Rambams, there's nothing to... There's nothing to get worked up about here in a student. The Rambam just means that any tefillah that's totally devoid of kavanah is not a tefillah. If you get the kavanah in from Bracha Rishona, it's good. And that kavanah is just kavanah of Omelech Nehakadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the Iker Tefillah. That's the Iker kavanah of Tefillah. That's why we do Rambams. Does that make sense to you guys? Rumi, do you see that?
Yeah, I would just distinguish between what's a plausible explanation. Like, I would say both that that's a very plausible meaning of the Rambam, and for the Rambam, if I were to perfect the Rambam, I would have.
Okay, so tell me which theory, which is more Iker Chasam and Asefer, my explanation of the Rambam or Chaim's? Let's try to figure that out now. So let's read Reb Chaim in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph. So he quotes the Rambam in Dalet Aleph, fine.
I'm trying.
It was
Revisa. It's okay, it's not
Bar Ilan. Guys, I got it from Bar Ilan, so.
Yeah, it's
OP.
So just go to Nachalisa and eat that bag.
Rabbi Avraham Maskil Leitan, 1788.
Anything
else, Ben?
That's it.
There's
other
things I'm not that like.
His
father was.
Look, it says here that he's the Baal Higayon Zahav. So he had a gold, like golden logic, and he was Benachis L'umka Dedina. What more could you want about somebody?
He
became known as the master of all Torah treasures, possessing a golden sense of logic.
A golden sense of logic. What?
My thing's in English.
A golden sense of logic. And what? What's the next phrase?
That guides the way to the depths of the law.
Guides the way to the depths of the law.
That's so exciting.
Where's he from? Wait, no. It's, yeah. I don't know. Katamos. Yeah. He hung with the Russian here?
It looks like he was in Novartis at some point. And then moved to Minsk at the end of his life. All
right.
Okay. So let's read Reb Chaim. Who prepared Reb Chaim? Gabi, you got it? Okay, so Mistimas Lashon Rambam. Tell me if this Reb Chaim is compelling. Mistimas Lashon Rambam.
Mivar the din kavana al kol atzvila. Should kol atzvila kavana ma'akev?
No. No. Where does Reb Chaim get that? Mistimas Lashon Rambam. What?
Yeah,
it's just a, what is that? Mivur Mistimas Lashon Rambam. Mivur the din kavana al kol atzvila. Shekol atzvila ma'akev. No. It's just a mistake that Reb Chaim adds in, hey, kol hatvila. It's not what the Rambam said. The Rambam said kol tvila. Kol hatvila just means something different than
maybe
kol tvila.
Maybe
the Frankel has it. Maybe, check. It's, but it's just a grammatical error.
You could say that every tvila comprises of many tvilas. Like every breath has its own tvila.
Is that true? How many tvilas did you daven in chakras today?
Saying like 19.
You daven 19 tefillos this morning? No, you daven 3 tefillos a day. You don't daven 19 times 3 tefillos.
It's like every action of tefillah. No, but he obviously doesn't mean that because
he's bad. It's not a good idea.
He's been trying to
say
the whole time.
Well,
Reb Chaim should have bought that bahay.
Reb Chaim should have.
Yeah.
And I don't know why he's mistimas lashon hara. I just don't think it's not true. Nothing in the Rambam's language implies this.
First he gets to because he does. He's like, and he contrasts that against Perek Yud.
Right, but I'm saying it's much ado about nothing. Reb Chaim says the language of Perek Dalet implies you need kavana for every bit, every morsel.
What about that? He says she ain't a big kavana.
What?
Kol tefila she ain't a big kavana.
Kol tefila she'ena b'kavana. Any tefila that doesn't have kavana.
No, not like kol tefila b'li kavana. It's like not that it has to have a morsel of kavana. It has to be with kavana.
I don't know
what
your
name
with. Any tefila that's not accompanied with tefila. That's not accompanied with kavana. Right? The point is the subject is tefila. Right? Any tefila is not accompanied with that it doesn't, you know, it's not with any tefila that is not with kavana. So what does it mean? Does with have to accompany for, right?
I just think
there's
a
big
difference between the
two. Okay, but then Rambam, it's not mashma one way or the other. And when you're making a big stira, should you assume Rambam contradicts himself, or should you assume?
Well, he wants to make this point, so it makes it easier.
Okay, so let's see. Mesimas lashon b'vur din kavana al kol tefila shel kol tefila kavana ma'akevet bas. I just think that's just not a good diak, and it's not what Rambam is saying. Okay, Vikasha.
Vikasha, Bimasha Pasak Rambam, the Perakyud Sham, Zal, Mishi, Pal, Lokiyah.
That Kavan is only Maki for Bracha Rishona. So, of course, the steer only gets off the ground if you take this, this in my opinion, misguided idea. So, Prime says, so here's how do you reconcile? How do you reconcile if you accept this steer? So, how do you reconcile the contention that you require Kavana throughout every morsel of Bircha Shemon Esrei? With the claim that you only need it for a kavana rishona, for a bracha rishona. So what does it say? Venira. Oh, the Rambam is talking about two different types of kavanas. Go to the Rambam. Is there any indication in the language of the Rambam that he's referring to two different types of kavanas in Perek Dalet and Perek Yud? Read those.
You're saying it doesn't matter?
What?
Doesn't matter?
Well, it's pretty a glaring omission if he's talking about two different types of kavanos and he doesn't distinguish them.
So no. Does it make Rav Chaim any less compelling?
Yes.
As a theory of Rambam interpretation,
no,
as an explanation of the Rambam.
No, as a theory of of interpretation of Davin.
What?
I'm saying yes. This is a theory of.
No, conceptually Reb Chaim's fine. I have no issue conceptually with Reb Chaim. I think it's very elegant. I think it's very good conceptually. I think it's very important. But I'm just saying as exegesis of the Rambam and as an explanation of the Rambam's view, I think it's off.
You said a lot that that's Zion. There's two types of Kavanos.
Who did?
We said in the Rambam, Perek Dalet, a lot that that's Zion. It's that there's the two Kavanos, one of like not having the other...
But that's different from what he's going to say. Let's see.
I know.
So ha'achas, ha'achas.
Ha'achas kavana shel pirush ha'milah.
Okay. Did the Rambam anywhere mention kavana of knowing pirush ha'milah, like the semantic content of what you're? No, we saw that in maybe the Ra'ah, the Shinuch Kubetzas, right? But nowhere in the Rambam does he talk about kavana pirush ha'milah. To the extent that the Rambam does define kavana, as Jeremy tells us, right? He defines kavana as mefana libo from everything, from all machshavos, and roes asmo kilom lefnei hashchina. That's the only type of kavana the Rambam explicates, articulates in Hilchos Tefillah. So I think that Reb Chaim's suggestion here is ikar chasa ben hatzefer. Nowhere in the Rambam is there any description of Perish HaMilim. Okay. Now, by the way, you might say the Rambam Lashitaso doesn't think that Kavanas HaMilim is important for the Ikar Din Tefillah because Rambam doesn't think that Perish HaMilim is essential to the Din Tefillah. The Rambam thinks that it's L'Sbal B'chol Yom, but it's not defined, like the real, or it's not defined what the content of Tefillah is. So let's say a person was mechaving to just something else, other than what he's reading, but he's mechaving to Om Lefnei Hashem. Okay, the point here is that there is no evidence in the Rambam to support the claim that Perish HaDvarim is part of Kavanas HaTefillah. The Yesoda.
The Yesoda of Din Kavana. The Shane is Shikavim to Om HaTefillah of Nei HaDvarim.
Okay.
What does he mean by Yesoda of Din Kavana? Because there he's going.
Yeah, so Chaim is not, he should have said more, but what he means is that one is a din to make it not nesasik, to be magir the maisa, and then one is like an external kavana superimposed on the maisa. So Perish HaDvarim is something super added to the maisa. That's why it's a din kavana. Whereas the idea of Om Lefnei Hashem, he wants to say, is not a regular din kavana. It's more of just like being magir the maisa that you're doing. Kimavur Paraberg Dalit, fine, that's okay. Vinira, go ahead. So now he's talking about the Kavana of Om Lefnei Hashem. Sorry. Vinira de Kavana Zu.
Vinira de Kavana Zu.
So the Kavana of Om Lefnei Hashem.
Eina midin Kavana Rakshanum Etzem Maisa Tefillah.
So it's not super added, it's just part of, it's just the definition of what Maisa Tefillah is. That you're Om Lefnei Hashem. Okay. So Chaim wants to say, this is a very nice point, conceptually, that a minimum threshold that has to be cleared for you to be considered davening is that you have this kavana of Om Lefnei Hashem. Without it, you're not considered to be engaged in the act. Okay? So I guess the thought is you can't daven from afar.
From what?
From afar.
Like, in your mind?
No, you have to be machavin your Omer Lefnei Hashem. And if you don't have Kavanah Omer Lefnei Hashem, there's no Maisa Tefillah.
That assumes a much lower the definition of Omer Lefnei Hashem than what you're suggesting for the Rambam. Presumably, that kind of Kavanah with Ma'ake did not...
Why?
I mean, first of all, it's weird. It's strange to think that Perish HaMilim is higher.
He's not the average person.
No, either. I know, but he's less than basic. To think that that's the most basic Kavanah HaTefillah?
Yeah.
That feels like not problematic in terms of.
Why?
That does seem to be most basic.
I thought
the most basic threshold of das that has to be cleared for tefillah is that you are Omer Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yeah, but on your definition of Omer Lefnei Hashem in the Rambam view, that means
it's consistent with what I said earlier in Shir, no?
Yeah. Well, it's more back than what you said earlier in Shir.
What did I say earlier? So I said 98%.
Yeah.
So, do you want to move it up to 99?
Yeah.
Okay. This I think is I think Reb Chaim should not have said this. Because it seems to me, working off the Ra'ah, we want to distinguish between three different types of kavanos. You have kavana that is avoiding misasik. You have kavana that is latzei sidei mitzvah. And then you have special kavanos for kriyat shema and tefillah. But it's the third darga. And I think what Reb Chaim should have said is that the kavana moment lefnei tefillah is really just a separate darga of tefillah, required for tefillah. But what he does, he wants to now marry it, he wants to merge it into the category of Nisasek. See that? See, I think it's okay to say that you did a Maisa Tfila. It's just an inadequate Maisa Tfila. Like, you opened the Ark Scroll Siddur, you said the words, right? But if you fail to conjure up the proper of Kavanah Emunah Lefnei Hashem, then your Tfila is invalid. For whatever reason, Reb Chaim feels compelled here to say that you're, like, confused about the action that you're doing. Like, you're not engaged in Tfila if you don't have Kavanah Lefnei Hashem. And I think it's just unnecessary. It's unnecessary to say that this, what the Rav would call this third Madrega of special Kavanah in Yan Tfila Vom Lefnei Hashem, is identical with the misasek, like you're spitting into a shofar and then a sound comes out of it. Yeah, exactly.
But the Rav says in a tefillah, and it sounds like you're not even doing that.
It's an invalid tefillah.
Well, you're throwing in the word invalid there.
Well,
it's not a tefillah at all.
It doesn't mean that you're not saying, oh, you're not even
knowing. Well, I mean, look, if you want to be cute about it, then there's a steer in the Rambam because he says, Kol tefillah, sh'ena b'kavan, ena tefillah. How could he say Kol tefillah? Right, the first thing is empty. What is it? How could he say tefillah? He should have said, Kol non tefillah, sh'ena tefillah,
ena tefillah.
Is the misasek
equivalent of tefillah?
No?
Okay, isn't it just the misasek equivalent?
And then he says, Chamisha dvar mar ma'akvin es tefillah. Kavanah shebelev is ma'ake
v'satvila. It's like saying any blowing shofar where you don't even know what you're doing, it's not blowing shofar. Like, you're not even doing that activity.
I'm saying that I think the... I think you should read the Rambam. You'll see it's pretty clear that you could talk about a ma'ase tefila, even though it's eno tefila means that it's not a... Like, I think in rabbinic language, that means not a good one. Kol Adam she'ein lo isha eino Adam.
Right.
I think it's the Chazal taught, like to say, he's like, you know, he's like a deficient man or something. He's not a full man. Right? All right. So, did we see the issue there? Now wants to the I think the move to say that this, maybe Reb Chaim's right that this is a special, you know, that it's an important aspect of tefillah, etc. But then to say that this is the misasek thing, I think is a little strange. Okay, Val Kain, Makeves. So Reb Chaim is trying to use that as justification for his theory as to why each bit of tefillah requires that kavanah b'emunah lefnei Hashem, because that every bit now will be misasek. Every bit that doesn't have his kavanah is misasek, and therefore not even a ma'aseh tefillah. That's what he's trying to say. Kilu dileg milos eila. As if you skipped over these words, right? I just think there's no hefrich to say that. That's kilu your medaleg those milos. There's no hechrich to say this, right? Reb Chaim just postulating that it's misase, right? V'halo vaday delinian etzem atfila kol ayutas brachos ma'akvin. Again, I think this is like the other Chaim Soloveitchik rule. If someone says vada, it means they have no raya. So I think this Reb Chaim, same idea, vada and pasha. I think this Reb Chaim vaday delinian etzem atfila kol ayutas. It's not obvious. Right, you said this, especially if the Ikar Din Tfila is prior to Takanas Ezra. It's not obvious that Kavanah Shemachat should be Ma'akev all the way through. Okay. Virak Hecha, go ahead. What's the matter?
Virak Hecha should be Kavanah Ma'akev Masa Be'edua Shehu Omed Tfila Ela She'eni Yedua Yodea Peir Shadvarim Shizem Din Nesuya Rak Tfila Levad Osevaz Din Kavanah.
Right, so the idea of Perish Hamilim, that's external to the Maisa Tfila. The Maisa Tfila is just Yodei Le Yomim Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Perish Hamilim is a separate din of Kavanah that's super added to it. And then Reb Chaim identifies that with the din of Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah. And he says that's what the Gemara is talking about in Lamed Aleph when it talks about if you have it for Bracha Rishona, then it's good for Perish Hamilim. And I just want to point out, again, the Gemara never mentioned Perish Hamilim, the Ram never mentioned Perish Hamilim. So good. B'zeh Ari Asugi B'Brachos Lamed Aleph.
As Baal Tzara Shechavim Libo
And that's the Avos, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know where Reb Chaim gets that from. Reb Chaim's point is that for mitzvah shichas kavana, you need kavana throughout the whole mitzvah. De kol ha mitzvah kula tzricha kavana. I actually think that's not true. V'lomahani kavana miksasa. Reb Chaim's saying whatever's in mitzvah shichas kavana, you need kavana all the way through. Is that true? Maybe when you pick up your lulav, as long as your initial maisa is done l'shem kavana, that's sufficient. We'll actually see a lot of poskim say it explicitly. They'll say that, like all those poskim you saw in the Chayyadam and Mishneh Berurah, that even if you don't have kavana for kriyashma, l'ase sidei kriyashma, but you're going to shul to do the mitzvahs of going to shul, that's sufficient to be kavana for a mitzvahs. So it's not obvious that you need mitzvah shichas kavana for every morsel of the mitzvah all the way through.
You just said that's what it means to have kavana for every tefillah.
Right, so it's an open question, right? I mean, Hachanayim b'tfila dekavas atzul tzricha kavana. V'zeh shepasak Rambam. V'hainu mitrei tani chad mishum devlav hachiyav nesasik. V'ol mishum din mitzvah tzrichos kavana. So now you're trying to say that there are two dinim embedded in that idea of omer lefnei Hashem. Both this din of mitzvah tzrichos kavana. And there's din that's not misasik. Now, I just would have said, again, barring that distinction of the riva, of the ra'ah, I think the ra'ah disagrees with the prayim. The ra'ah is saying these are all a third din of tefillah that have nothing to do with the dinim of mitzvah kavana or with the dinim of misasik. Okay.
We have the third din of Omer Lifnei HaMelech.
Yeah. I would have said Omer Lifnei HaMelech is
part of.
It's a third. It's a sui generis halacha in Hilchos Tefillah. It's not just the manifestation of mitzvah shichas kavana for tefillah. The haraya, the din of mitzvah shichas kavana for kemat all the rishonim is din is kavana latzeis. How does Reb Chaim get from kavana the kavana latzeis to kavana of omer lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shouldn't the manifestation of mitzvah shichas kavana for tefillah just be kavana latzeis kolvas tefillah? Why suddenly here should it take on the form of kavana omer lefnei Hashchina? Right?
Maybe
so to me, that suggests that it's a different breed. It's a different species of kavana altogether. It's not the same din of kavana mitzvah shichas kavana.
Or is it all the kavana that you mean to be yotzei?
That's different. I mean, it's chiddush to say that that's a mitzvah shichas kavana, right? Maybe, but I'm just saying it's not consistent with anything we saw in Lucy's other reasons. Because the Rambam is different, right? But I'd want to see some evidence for that. Okay, v'rak b'kavanas perish advarim dehu din misuyim rak b'tfila b'zehu dekaim elan delo ma'ak v'rak b'bracha rishona davos. And the thing that's unique about the first bracha is just this perish amilam. Okay, so I'll tell you what I do like about Reb Chaim is I like that he's distinguishing between two different types of kavana. Kavana omer lefnei Hashem and kavana of perish hamilim. Those obviously are two different types of kavanas, right? And I like what Rumi doesn't like, the way he sets up the hierarchy that for Reb Chaim, kavana omer lefnei Hashchina is more elementary, it's more basic to the concept of tefillah than perish hamilim. Rumi, your intuition is it should be the opposite, right? Like tefillah, like to recite Goel Yisrael and Yishalayim Yerucha Brachim and Tashuv and Elkinu B'lekei Avoseinu, right? Those are the things that are constitutive of tefillah, and then Omer Lefnei Hashchina is like the super added thing.
Well, on the particular definition of Omer Lefnei
Hashem. What?
On that definition of Omer Lefnei Hashem, yes, I don't think that makes sense.
My definition. Kavir Rechaim has a weaker definition of it, right?
Right.
But I like that. I mean, I like the idea that this works out nicely with the Rambam in in the end of Mernavuchim, that the telos of these mitzvos is to give you that like moment of dveikos, right? Mefana libo, so that you're have this union with the Seichel HaPoel. That's what tefillah is, right? That's what avoda is. So it makes sense that that is primary to tefillah, whereas the semantic content of the words is ancillary. Make sense? What I don't like about Reb Chaim is that I don't think there's any stira in the Rambam, milchatchila. I don't think there's any evidence for Perisha Milim being part of Kavanas Amitzas Tefillah, which is actually just a stronger version of what I like in Reb Chaim. I was telling Romy just now that I like that Reb Chaim makes that ancillary to Omer Lefnei Hashem. I think that never even makes its way into the Rambam as Ikar Kavanas Tefillah. So I don't think there's a Sira. I also think it's not right to identify the dinim of special kavanos tefillah of Omer Lefnei Hashem with either misasik, negating misasik, or mitzvichas kavana, which is what Reb Chaim is doing. Good? Questions? Thoughts? Well? Stam Lishma. You want to talk about Stam Lishma when it's 12:32?
Yeah, am I supposed to get lunch? Like, yeah. It's such a lose-lose. Either I say that or I don't say that.
It's fine. I'll say something in 2 minutes about Stam Lishma. And then it'll be a wrap, and then we can start next week with a new topic.
That was quick.
Yeah, we said we could go through this quickly now, right? It's the end of the year. We got to move. We spent time covering the big topics. So I said the plan is next week is going to be Birchos Kriya Shema quickly. Maybe like a day or two. And then Smichas Gula Tefillah. Maybe a day or two. And then Tefillah B'Tzibur. Tefillah Hot Tzibur. Maybe a day or two. And then Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur. Maybe a day or two. And then maybe Oseg Mitzvah Patman HaMitzvah. Maybe. I don't know. I figured out. So one quick thing about Stam Lishma. There's a trend in the Achronim, very nice trend. I think it's a correct trend. And I think this helps you understand my reading of the Rambam against Reb Chaim, where a lot of Achronim say that even Mitzvah Tzichus Kavana, it doesn't mean you need Kavana throughout the whole thing, which is explicitly against Reb Chaim. What's really important is to say you need some sort of Stam Lishma. The idea of Stam Lishma we learned last year already, it appears in Karbanos, meaning that some things are already umed lios lishma based off their context. So you're bringing a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, like why are you bringing a carbon there? Mistama, it's lishma, right? So you can see here there's a whole school of thought in the Chai Adam, for example, the Mate Ephraim, another acronym. Everybody see where I am on page 9? So here's the Chai Adam in Klal, Samichas, Siftes. When we say mitzvah shvichos kavana, it's only when you're doing the mitzvah out of context. Like if you're reading the Parsha of Shema in the Beis Medrash, like in Seder. But, im kore kriya shema kederech she'anu korin kiseder hatfila, v'chein kishe ochel matzah o tokea v'notel lulav, afal pisha lo kivin latzeis yatza. Sh'arei mishum ze osek kidei latzeis. Afal pisha enum achavim. Why in the world are you doing these things if not to be yotzei the mitzvah? So you don't need like this separate like mental state, like in a current mental state saying like, you know, harini mukhan mezuman to mekayim latzeis the mitzvah. If somebody were to ask you why you're shaking lulav, you would answer you're shaking lulav for the mitzvah, right? It's like some shuls, like Shabbos Zachar, they say, everyone should have in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah. They do on your shul?
Yeah.
Oh, good, there you go. Baruch Hashem for gluck. That they announce that you should have in mind to mekayim the mitzvah of Zachar. The point of the Chai Adam is that you don't need that, because like, why else are you going to shul to hear Kriya Zachar?
Just because you go to shul every week, that wasn't the Zachar.
Well,
and go to shul every week.
Why are you reading Shabbos Zachar this week? Because there's a mitzvah of Zachar.
Yeah, but the listeners might not
know
that.
Well,
the listeners
might. And your listeners are. Mat Ephraim says something similar. So this is all within the tzad of mitzvah tzrichus kavana. You understand? So the point is that it doesn't need an occurrent kavana to be yotzei. It's basically it just needs to be evident, like for your reasons for acting.
Yeah,
like for your reasons for engaging in the thing. So if you're sitting down at your Seder and you're eating matzah, it's kind of obvious that you're eating matzah for the mitzvah of matzah. Same for lulav. You're shaking lulav in shul on sukkahs. It's obvious that you're doing it for the mitzvah, even if you're not mechavin directly for it. That's the chayyadim's point, and that satisfies mitzvah shichas kavana. Stam lishma.
Context provides.
Like it didn't.
Then you made this point in the context of the point to establish lishma in the beginning.
Yeah, it persists. Good. So let me just say the Matei Prime says something similar. He says same if somebody is just walking. If someone's walking, this is based off the Yushalmi in two places. If someone's stam walking and they hear a shofar on their walk, so we don't say stam lishma. But if you walk to shul to hear shofar and they blow shofar in shul, then we say stam lishma. Right? So the point is that it depends on the context of like your general course of action. That's going to be magdir whether or not we consider you to have satisfied mitzvah shichas kavana. But in either case, it doesn't require a current mental state of like kinani mukhanam zuman latse sudeafi. So he said that filu im yodea shelo kivim libo b'shas tkios latse. So we know you didn't have in a current mental state to be yotze. Rak shama bistam ela sheba mitchila lebeis haknesses al das latse. If the reason why you went to shul was to hear tkiyah shofar, if the reason why you went to shul was to hear Shabbos zachar, then you yotze de chavaso. Stomo kipirusho uchiniskavin latse stami.
It's like all the women that come for these things. Like,
correct. Exactly. It's gratuitous to then require separately that you're mechavin are currently at the moment.
The reason I went to shul is to like hang out with my friends.
Then maybe no good. Right. The reason you reacted was just go to shul and then voila, they happen to be reading Zohar. Maybe that's not me. I don't know. It's an interesting question. Why am I telling you this? Because I think that's just a very plausible way of understanding against Reb Chaim, my reading of the Rambam, that it's all about Kavan of Omer Lefnei Hashem. But once you have Omer Lefnei Hashem for the beginning, just like these Zachronim are talking about, if the purpose of your acting was kind of defined in the Chatchila one way, you could ride that Kavana out min astam without it being a current.
So you need to have an act.
So one second, I'm saying here for the Rambam, you might say once you start off your Shemon Esrei with Kavana Vomit Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then now you're Magdir your Tefillah as Tefillah Vomit Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
But again, on your definition of Vomit Lefnei Hashem, that's a very weird thing to say. You got it in the beginning, so we don't care if you have.
Like, what are you doing the rest of davening?
Right.
Well,
what are you doing the rest of davening?
Now, the rest of davening, you are thinking about your bakashos or something.
What if you have an anti?
Right, which is. So we'll hold off on that for a second. But my point is that there is this idea of stama lishma. There is this idea of stama lishma.
Check out the.
Right? So. I'm saying that's very reasonable to read the Bracha Rishona as what's Koveya the Lishma of the
Shema. That's true. It's just the conflating of Amidah of Hashem and this low level of Mitzvah's Kavana.
By analogy, correct. By analogy. I'm just saying you see analogy that Kavana, there's a din of Stama Lishma. But you have to, there has to be either a context that creates the Stama or a current act, like a mental act, in a current mental state that creates the Stama. But then it persists for some amount of time. Right, so I think that's just like an easier way of reading the Rambam. Okay, guys, great. Remind me, Rumi, that I want to do some like Ashkafa Shir on Kol Shel Omer Gimel Dvar Milu Pesach as it relates to the Kavana of Tamei HaMitzvos. That's related to this Bach discussion. So just to summarize very quickly, guys. We have a din of Kavana to negate misasik. We have a din of Kavana mitzvah shrichas Kavana. We have a din of Kavana of the Bach of Tamei HaMitzvos when the Torah specifies Laman Yidu Dorasecha and Kiva Sukos Hashavti Risa Mosos Chartem, etc. Correct? So that's three different types of Kavanos. We have Kavanos Per Shamilim, which Reb Chaim introduces, and probably what the Shidduch Betzes is quoting from the Ra. And then we have like the special type of Kavana for Kriya Shema, right, which is the Kavana Salev of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim and of Yichud Hashem. Or a parallel type, but different type of Kavana of Omid Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Tefillah. Okay? Let me just get one other thought in. And that is, it seems to me that the kavana of Amun Afnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually phenomenologically different from the kavana of Yichud Hashem or Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. They're different types of occurrent mental states. And I just want to point out, other than the Mishnah is separating them, if you look at the very end of the source sheet here, because I thought I had these on the source sheet, there are some very interesting Mishnayos that distinguish between Kavana of Tfilah and Kriyat Shema. So just look here, I'm highlighting one. The Mishnah in the second parak, Mishnah Dalid, parak Beis Mishnah Dalid, Umnin Korin Barosha Ilan Barosha Nidbach, Masha Inan Rashayin Lasus came to Tfilah. The idea that workers could be Mekayim Shema while they're hanging from the trees, but not Tfilah. L'chora, one way of explaining that is that the type of kavana that has to be conjured up for Yichud Hashem is conjurable while you're Omed Barosh Ha'ilah and Barosh Ha'nedbach, but not the kavana of Tfilah of Omed Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That can't be conjured up while you're in that type of, you know, precarious construction work. Okay? I'll give you another example very quickly. The Mishnah Baruch Hu's Perek Beis Mishnah Hey about Chasan Pater Mikriya Shema Belaila Rishon. It's an interesting question. If that's just a din in Kriya Shema, or does that extend to Tfilah? So you have to chesed. Maybe there are some things for which you could have the Kavana requisite for Tfilah but not for Kriya Shema, and some things you could have the Kavana requisite for Kriya Shema but not for Tfilah, given that phenomenologically there are different types of Kavana. All right? Good? Great. Sure.